It's time for Benedictin Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
And with that, we welcome you to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we are getting set for a college basketball doubleheader here this evening in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. The Ravens play host to Mid-America Nazarene. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio this afternoon. And I think every afternoon and most evenings, Joseph hangs out there a lot, frankly. Joseph, thank you so much for all the things you do. Tom Couch with your court side of the Nolan Gymnasium. VA guy, get set to introduce these starters to the crowd. Let me share them with you, if I may. Oh, and by the way, a very nice crowd is on hand here already. And it is Alumni Day. And hope to get a chance to see a lot of our old friends and favorites. First of all, for Mid-America Nazarene, under 12th season head coach John Lewis. The Lady Pioneers come into the game at 14-6 on the season, 11-4 in the conference. They're going to be starting Jordan Gonzalez, this 5'6 senior from Bishop Miege. Brianna Pettis out of Memphis, Tennessee, a 5'7" junior. From Ashton, Missouri, at 5'8 senior, Charles Sean Smith. You're going to find Vanda Kwamba, a 5'11 senior from Mozambique, and out of Clinton, Missouri, transferring from Central Methodist. It is 5'11", Allison French. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens in 21 season, head coach Chad Folsom. Lady Ravens at 6-14 and 3-11. They're going to be starting Kennedy Nicholson from Eisenhower High School in Goddard. She's a 5'6 sophomore. And the Verona, Missouri, at 5'10, it is senior Twyla Karasquillo. You're going to find Riley Wade out there at 5'9". She's the junior from Olathe, Kansas. At 6'1", Jennifer Jenkins is a sophomore from Cape and Mount Carmel. And right down the road at Jeff West High School in Meriden, Kansas, Aaliyah Reyes, a 5'8" senior. Benedictine has been battling injuries, but I think I'm going to be very candid. Surprising to me, some of those players who I thought might have been out for a longer time, suiting up today. We'll see if they come into play. We'll talk about them in the afternoon wears on. But right now, Benedictine in the home whites with red and black Mid-America and new uniforms. It is a, gosh, it's not a navy blue. It's a very dark blue with, I would call it North Carolina blue numbers. Here we go. The ball is up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Mid-America. They come down with the basketball and we're underway. Yep, Joseph, I'm going to make that a little less loud. Here we go. The ball is going to be stolen. Jennifer Jacobs coming down the court. Has it knocked out of her hand. It's loose on the floor, and Mid-America is going to steal it back. So these two teams running up and down a lot, getting no points on the board yet. Here's a spinning move from the left side. It's going to be kissed off the window again from the left side. And first bucket of the ball game will belong to Trell Sean Smith. That'll make it 2-0, Mid-America at 9:20 to go in the opening quarter. Jacobs with it, gets it over to Reigns, kicks it back over to the left side. The jump shot, Twyla got her for two. Twyla Carrasquillo puts it in. Ravens have tied the game less than a minute in. Going to be the second meeting, of course, between these teams. You remember we were just in Olathe exactly 2 weeks ago today. Here's a running shot from the right side, missing. Rebounding and down is going to be Twyla Benedictine who's running. Ravens are going to go 3-on-3. All the way down is going to be Nicholson. She's going to slow it up. Now we'll feed to Twyla. Twyla wants the ball. Jennifer's going to take it. Puts in a three. Jacob from outside. 5-2 Benedictine. We're at the 8:40 mark of the opening quarter. BC's always had good luck with Mid-America at home. Ravens are 12-5 over the recent season. Here's a driving layup up and good for Mid-America. And that's Ariel Sargent. She's not listed on the starting group, but she is in there, and she will make it 5-4 Lady Ravens. Benedictine back down court with the basketball. Wade has it. Back over to the right side. Now it's going to get away from Reigns for a minute, but she's able to come out on top between the circles, recover it. On the right side, Twyla's shot is on the way. It's going to be batted and blocked by Ariel Sargent. We're at 7:59 to go in the opening quarter. This game is underway, and it is moving fast. These two teams getting up and down the court. Here it comes in. Reigns goes three. It's going to be a little bit too long, and a rebound. Tipped out, Mid-America brings it down. Outlet down to Florida Gonzalez. Jordan will take it right side, push it back off on top to Smith. She'll take the long three and hit it. Smith is on in the early part of the game. Her fifth point already, making it 7-5, Mid-America. 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Kennedy back up the floor, plays off the screen, brings it back out on top. Twyla over to the right side to Riley. Wade pushes it off on top to Reigns. BC works the perimeter. Mid-America is not an imposingly tall team. They've got decent size, but they're not CMU. Here's a driving shot by Nicholson. She got all the way to the rim and then did not get it to fall in. Back the other way is going to come Brown Pitts. Brianna will bring it down the right side. And now Twyla reaches in and ties it up. And I'm going to tell you what. Twyla is playing a little different level here in the early going of this game. I mean, she is absolutely playing aggressively and playing hard and getting after it. 7 minutes to go in the opening quarter. It is a 7-5 Mid-America lead. Topside is going to go to Riley Wade. Riley will look at in the middle, comes off on top. Reigns will drive in, change directions, get trapped in the lane, get knocked to the floor, needing some help. They're going to call her for a travel. Two defenders reached in, grabbed the basketball, trying to pull it away, just literally drug Aaliyah across the floor, and she's calling for the travel. Mid-America with a two-point lead, back in control of the basketball. Women's college basketball this afternoon here on CARE Radio. We're in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine hosting Mid-America. A little driving layup up from the right side. It's going to be up and under and in for Jordan Gonzalez. Her first point, now 9-5. Lady Pioneers. 6:20 to go in the first. Nicholson brings it down. Dishes over to the right side to Reigns. Holds the ball above her head. Back out of top. It'll come to Twyla. trying to cover it up by R.L. Sargent. Sargent reaches in, trying to keep the dribble alive, now feeds it inside. Backer's going to come to Twyla, and Jacobs' pass is batted. Knocked out of bounds by Sargent. It'll come back into Benedictine with 9 on the shot clock. Into the game for Mid-America. They're going to make their first two substitutions. Will be Rachel Siebold and Mackenzie Manthe. We're down to 6 to go in the first. BC with 4, with 3, with 2, and they're just not going to get a shot off here, I don't think. Here comes Mid-America up court with the basketball. 5:55 to play in the first quarter. Pioneers will feed it down to the main side, and that was well out of the reach of Manthe. I don't know if it was badly thrown ball or if Manthe had not traveled as far down the lane as Smith thought she had in anticipation of where to throw that pass, but whatever the case, Benedictine is going to come up the floor with it. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Lady Ravens across the timeline. Little skip pass over to the right. Wade with it. Feet to the right block. Now double team down there. Jacobs goes up, gets fouled. Can you believe that is the first foul of the game? And the way these teams are playing, I mean, it is pretty helter-skelter. The foul is going to be on R.L. Sargent. Benedictine is going to make its first substitution of the game as Kennedy Nicholson comes out. And are you ready for this, guys? Checking into the game for the Lady Ravens, 5'7 junior from Nemaha Central High School, Allie Kramer. Now, we were under the impression that Allie had suffered a foot injury that was going to have her out much longer, but apparently it was not what or as bad as they felt it was, and she's made a great recovery, and so here we go. Here's a chop from the outside for BC off the mark. Riley Wade unable to knock it down, and up with the basketball, leading it by 4, comes Mid-America. Pioneers will take it over to the right side, driving into the lane. The shot's going to be blocked, and Twyla commits a foul. Now, Twyla's calling her teammates, and she's like, damn, come on, guys. I need you to step it up with me a little bit here today. For Twyla, it'll be foul number 1 for Benedictine, team foul 1, and at the line for the Lady Pioneers will come Rachel Siebold. So Rachel, stepping up here. Free throw is up and good. Siebold is a 5'7" senior from Shawnee, Kansas. One more shot coming here for her. Let's take a long, hard look at it, and we'll hit them both. So Siebold has her first 2 points of the game, and Mid-America is on a bit of a run now, leading the Ravens 11-5. They are on a 9-0 run over BC right now. These are the things you cannot do against good teams. Play great 85% of the time, but let an opponent get on a run where they put together that lead. And now in the game for the Lady Ravens, Kyra Misuraca, whose point-blank layup misses, and a rebound is going to be cleared down by the Pioneers. Mid-America back up the court with it within 11-5 lead and 4.5 to play in the opening quarter. Driving into the lane, Smith will kick it back over to Sargent. She'll first come to the right, then to the left. Pull up, jump shot, up off the rim 2 times, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Kramer. And Allie will bring it up the floor. Kramer coming up court. I'm going to tell you what, there is absolutely no evidence of any kind of an injury or damage here. She is looking absolutely great. Here's a shot from the baseline left, and Wade will miss another. 4 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Still 11-5, Pioneers. The ball is kicked up to the high post, dumping it back to Gonzalez. Jordan holds it up, goes topside Smith. She'll go for another 3 and hits another 3. You're going to let Trelshawn open all day. She'll get 30. It is now 14-5, and Mid-America's on a 12-0 run, and that's enough for Coach Folsom. He's going to take a timeout, which we will enjoy along with him at 3:45 to go in the opening quarter here in Atchison. Mid-America 14, Lady Ravens 5.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Coming out of the timeout, a going to take a look on the floor, shall we? For the Pioneers, a little glance up and down. It's going to be Gonzalez and Siebold, Manthey, Smith, and French. For Benedict and Kramer, Michael Bauman has come in. L.A. Reigns. Also, Kiana Herrera out there with Kyra Misuraca. And we're going to have a Mid-America foul. It's going to be on Rachel Siebold, her first, team foul two. Not many fouls called in this opening quarter. Two by Mid-America, one so far for Benedictine. The ball looking to come in for the Ravens down to the baseline. It'll come in out on top to Bauman. Michaela goes to Kyra, top side. Around the left for BC will go Kiana Herrera. Here's Kramer. Spins to the free throw line. Back out on top. The three is airborne and good. Aaliyah Reigns for three. And Benedictine has broken that run by Mid-America that was 12 to nothing. 3 minutes to go in the first. 14-8. The feed to the baseline and a little turnaround shot up and easy for Mackenzie Manthey. 16-8. And we've got 2:50 to go in the first. Kramer has it up top side, being harassed all the way by Rachel Siebold. Tough defense. Get past to the left side of the lane, back over to the right, cutting into the paint, the feedback, indecision. And that is absolutely the mother of disaster. The ball came in the lane, and Kyra took it. She was going to shoot about 6 feet away straight away. Then she saw a teammate over to the left. Then she was like, well, maybe I'm going to throw it down to her, and she's going to lay it up. But by then, two defenders had gotten between the two of them. And Kyra says, well, I probably can't get it there, and I'm going to have to shoot. Well, by that time, the defender who was on her had stepped up even closer and obstructed her shot. And the indecision forces the Ravens into turning the ball over. Here comes Mid-America. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. 16-8 is your Lady Pioneer lead. Here's a three. That's off the rim. Rebound to BC. Reigns comes up with it, feeds right side. Twino's running layup off the mark. And now the ball rolling around on the floor. Pioneers are going to pick it up. Up court with it, it is Brianna Pettis. Brianna will ease her way over to the right side. Comes off on top. French has it. Back over to the right to Rogers. She'll pull up for the three. We're off the rim two times, no good. Ball fits the board. Easy rebound of the put back up and in for Manthey. Benedictine having trouble in the middle here today. They brought Jennifer back into the game now. Jacobs will take the upcourt pass. Kick it back into the middle to Bauman. The Reigns to Jacobs. First three-footer misses. And Benedictine, very cold here in the early part of the game. Lady Ravens hitting 25% of their shots. Mid-America hitting 64. We're down to a minute 20 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens down 10. Shot up, no. Rebound, Twyla. Harris Quillo sweeps the board away. Back up the floor. BC. Kramer to Twyla. The feed underneath. Rain shot blocked out of bounds. Interesting to see Allie out there. Good to see her out on the floor. The question is, they're going to leave her out there long, short, how much she's going to come out right now. I think you want to incrementally test that a little bit. Ravens are going to bring Kennedy Nicholson and Raina Jasper in the game. You know Raina, the 5'6" sophomore from Garnett, Kansas. I saw an Anderson County car in that parking lot. That makes a lot of sense now. Benedictine with the ball. Jennifer with it. Goes from 13 off the rim. Nope. Rebound on the floor. It's going to be off the Lady Ravens and touched last by Michaela Bauman. In the last minute of the opening quarter of the ladies' game, we've got a double dip here today, of course. The Benedictine guys coming up after this one, so stick around with us for all of that. Pioneers up court with it, lead by 10. They'll swing it over to the left side. Thinking about the three for a minute. And now their shot is going to be up for a long two for French. Allison French getting her first points of the game. It is 20-8. Lady Ravens already down and does it. Shot clock's off. Jacobs goes into the lane, turns and shoots it completely across the rim, followed up by Twyla, shoots it too short. And Mid-America's got a chance for another bucket. Plenty of time. Into the forecourt with 11. 9 seconds left in the first. Right side with it is going to be Pettis. She'll feed into the lane, back over to the left, and Mid-America will throw it away with 3 seconds left. Now come Benedictson. Somehow create a bucket. They're going to bring it into Kennedy. She's going to have to hurry. The defense is not going to let that shot get away, and we've gone to the end of the opening quarter. First quarter in the book here in the Nolan Gymnasium in the ladies' game. Mid-America 20, Benedictson 8.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
One quarter into the ball game, and Benedictine's shooting percentage has continued to slump. The Lady Ravens now 18% shooting the basketball. That is 3 of 17 shooting. Conversely, Mid-America is shooting well enough, hitting, 62% of their shots, 8 of 13. And for Benedictine, let's be real candid, had not two of the three shots they hit in the first quarter been three-point shots, it would be much worse yet. Coming out of the court to begin the second quarter, going to be for Benedictine. I've got Nicholson and Michaela Bauman. Who else do we have out there? Raina Jasper stays in, Jennifer Jacobs, and Twyla Carrasquillo. BC with the basketball. Here's Bauman. Goes left. Swings it over to Jennifer. Jacob's playing so far away from the rim now. A lot above the three-point line. Here's a three-point left side. In and out for Bauman. No good. Tipped down. And, of course, the jump ball is going to be called as it gets tied up. Possession to the Lady Pioneers. Early going here in the second quarter. 20-8 is the Mid-America lead. They took the win earlier this season between these two teams when we were down in Olathe. Backing into the lane, nothing's that shot from the outside, the three missing it. Offensive follow, no one. Boxing out, nobody. She was slowing Trelshawn Smith down. She's at 10 points, and it's down 22-8. 9:20 to go in the first half. Bauman has on the left side of the free throw line for Benedictine, comes back on the top to Kennedy. Should dip it over to the right side. That's going to be Raina Jasper. Jasper takes it to the free throw line. Has it knocked out of her hands by Smith. Is able to recover it. They'll kick it down low. No shot at all for Jacobs. Now go back to Jennifer. She'll have it stripped out of her hands, and we'll have a foul called. Foul's a rare bird here this afternoon, and this one is going to be on Mid-America's Vanda Kuamba. It will be her first foul by either team in the second quarter. So Jasper comes down, Jacobs comes down for Benedictine. Right now, you can just feel Coach Folsom knows he's got players out there, just can't seem to get that combination put together. Having gone to the bench, Benedictine is going to bring Grace Dixon in, the 6'1 freshman from Manhattan. So Grace is in there with Aaliyah Raines, Michaela Bauman, Twyla Carrasquillo, and Kennedy Nicholson. 8:40 to go in the opening half. Lady Ravens left side. Here's Twyla. Dishes back. No turnaround shot. Nicely done. Getting that bucket. Grace Dixon for her first point. And Benedictine has scored for the first time in many, many minutes. It is 22-10. 8:27 to go. Here's the shot from the outside. That's an easy-looking three. So a three for Ariel Sargent, making it now 25-10 at Lady Ravens with a 15-point deficit. Range will take a top side over on the left to go to Twyla. She looks to the middle, comes out on top to Grace, back to Kennedy from a step and a half above the arc. The three-point shot misses. Kennedy flops to the floor, no foul called, and as she's lying there, the ball comes back the other way, running past her with Mid-America. They'll go to the left side, putting up a three of their own and hitting it. Jordan Gonzalez hits the three, and Benedictine is going to exercise another timeout as they are down by 18 points. We're taking a break. 7:48 to go in the half. Mid-America, 28. Benedictine, 10.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
On the opening half of the ladies' game, 28-10. Mid-America in front. BC taking their second time out of the game. Coming up the floor with it is going to be Kennedy Nicholson. Gets doubled up. She gets to the forecourt. She'll throw it away. Getting again, no help at all. The team game not happening here. The feet over to the right side. The dish to the right of the lane. The kick out to the left. The unobstructed three is good. It is as simple as that. Mid-America moving the ball, finding the open person who shoots it in. 31-10. Pioneers by 21. With 7:15 to go. First half. At the free throw line now, Grace Dixon. She looks to the middle. It just kind of stands there with the ball. Defender reaches around, bats it out of her hand. And it's going to be picked up by Mid-America. So the Ravens with yet another turnover. Outlet is going to be up the court, but just a little bit too much sauce on that pass. Hits the way down to the far end of the court. Back it will come to Benedictine. We're going to get Allie Kramer back into the game for Kennedy Nicholson. 6:58 to go in the first half. Kramer's going to bring it up, working against Rachel Siebold. Kicked it in the middle and batted away for a moment from Riley Wade. Able to pick it up off the floor. Here's a shot from the left side. Missing, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. Back it goes to Mid-America. 6:38 to go in the opening half. From about 8:11. Okay, from 8:11 in the opening quarter to now, which has been 12 almost minutes, Mid-America has outscored Benedictine 29-5. Here's a shot up for the Ravens. They missed the rebound. Mid-America will pull down the offensive board and reset it and again on top. Steve will start left. Now here goes Reigns. Reaches in, steals it away. Goes the length of the floor, bumped all the way to the baseline, picked up on a triple team. They'll go over to the left to Kramer. Passing up the three-point shot. She'll dish it to the left side and absolutely unaware and unawake. The ball is rockets past Grace Dixon. Out of bounds to Mid-America. 6 minutes to go in the first half. BC is going to race Jennifer Jacobs back to the scorer's table. Back up the floor with the ball and over to the right side. She's going to just spot up for the three. That one does not go in. A rare miss for Brianna Pettis. Back up court. Here comes Benedictine. Kramer feeds underneath the goal. Reigns. Trapped on the left side. Comes out on top. Here's Allie going three. There it is. Allie Kramer. Her first bucket of the game. First point for Benedictine Dixon hit one early. The second point for Benedictine here in the second quarter. Here's a drive to the baseline. The shot behind the head is up and missing. But an offensive rebound taken away from three Raven defenders. Follow shot missing. Another offensive rebound taken away. And Mid-America just keeps resetting and reloading the offense. Get passed into the lane. Comes back off on top. Pioneers will drive left. Collision. And offensive foul call. That was great job by, you know who that was. Who's taking all those charges all year? Aaliyah Reigns. So Ariel Sargent will collect her second foul of the game. One in the opening quarter now. This one. and she will check out. Coming out of the game as well, it's going to be Trelshawn Smith. BC with the basketball. We're inside five to go in the half. 31-13. Mid-America with the lead. Driving right side. Rain between a couple of defenders. Layup short. Rebound. Pioneers coming up with it. Here comes Mid-America. They'll run it down the right side of the floor and take it across the timeline down the far side. Working toward the top with it is going to be Gonzalez. Feeds it high post Mancy. Kicks it back over to Seabold. She'll start left, come right. Kick it outside Rogers. She will go into the lane. Spins inside Riley Way, but her shot is going to be here to the right side. Misty Rocca rebends it down. Benedictine up the floor. Lady Ravens are going to run with it. And Kramer, by the time she gets up the floor with some help, is well defended. The shot goes up from Reigns. It misses. Rebound for Benedictine by Herrera. Here's another three up. That one will not go for Kramer. Rebound. Pioneer. So they're going to take a timeout. John Lewis taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. 3:55 to go in the opening half. Mid-America 31, Benedictine 13.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Up for the Benedictine Lady Ravens, January has been no joy. 2023, a tough year so far. This is game 9 of January for the Lady Ravens, and the only game of January they won was last Saturday against Park, who is the last place team in the conference. January has just been very, very difficult for these ladies. Here's a shot underneath. It's going to be rejected by Kyra, but Mid-America is going to save it. Dump it over to the left side. Keep the offense alive. Now they'll kick it all the way across the court. Shot clock to 10. The feet into the lane. On the floor one time. Kyra with the block. Nice job by Kyra Misiraka. She gets a hand on that thing in BC. Back up the floor. 3:20 to go in the half. Nicholson back in. Spinning into the lane. The shot is going to go off. Ferrain gets it in one. This is what happens when you are focused and you are aggressive and you're just working that hard. Leah Reigns does that. It's her 5th point today. She leads Benedictine in scoring. The free throw is not going to drop. Mid-America will rebound it down. For the Pioneers, by the way, the foul is going to be on Mackenzie Mancy. Now the Ravens are going to steal it back. Underhand layup is up and good for Kiana Herrera. So Benedictine now trading at 31-17, and BC is on a 7-0 run until that shot. The three-pointer by Jordan Gonzalez. She's got 10. 34-17. Mid-America with 2:40 to go in the half. BC coast-to-coast, and the layup is good by Riley Wade. Back up comes Mid-America. 2.5 to go in the half. Pass out on top, batted away for a moment. Pioneers are going to save it, dump it over to the left side. With the ball over there, it's going to be Rogers. Shot goes up, no good. Herrera with the rebound. Gets it away to Nicholson. Benedictine, 2-on-2 up the court. Feeds over to the left side. Riley comes out on top. Herrera goes 3, short. Rebound, Pioneers. Gonzalez will sweep it down and bring it into the forecourt herself as we're at 2 minutes ago in the half. Lady Ravens have trailed by as many as 21 in this game, down 15 right now. Seabold will take it for the Pioneers. Brings it off on top. They'll work over to the right now. Lob it on top. Throw it away. And with a minute 48 to go in the half, a couple of things happen. One, Benedictine gets the ball in play. And two, Both coaches make massive substitutions. Benedict is switching out three. Mid-America is switching out four players. 34-19, Lady Pioneers. The ball comes inbound. Twyla brings it in. Kennedy Nicholson brings it up. Ravens are working over to the left side. The feed in the middle. Batted away. No foul called. Ravens are going to save it. Plenty of time. 15 on the shot clock. Nicholson has it on top. Keeps looking inside. Going to have to dribble. Now she'll bring around to the right side. And we're going to get a holding foul on Brianna Pettis. Pettis tried her best to decoy the officials that she was the victim in all of that. Kind of stumbling and falling over and hopping on one foot. The official not buying that. Ravens will put it back in play. Left side again, Nicholson. Here's Reigns with it on top. Guarded by Gonzalez. Right side, Twyla. Right side of the free throw line now. Jacobs kicks it back. Reigns shot up and in at the buzzer. You can hear it in the background. Aaliyah Reigns. 34-21. We're at a minute to go in the first half. Lady Ravens have fought back a little bit here in the last 3-4 minutes, perhaps. Pioneers, top side to Smith, right side of the baseline, and Kuamba up and in. So Vonda has her first point, 36-21. Again, a 15-point Pioneer lead. Half a minute to go in the first half now. BC works around to the right side. Bauman to Kennedy. Goes three, hits three. Kennedy Nicholson on the board today. 36-24. Pioneers with 19 seconds left. Plenty of time for them to get a shot. And now reaching in, they're going to call a foul on Reigns. And she, very unhappy with that call. She thought that she'd been able to reach in and cleanly get a hand on that basketball. For Aaliyah, it'll be her first foul. For Benedict, and how about this? The only foul Benedictine has committed here in the second quarter, and we've got 14 seconds left. Pioneers putting it in play at their offensive baseline. Of course, the shot clock is off. It's been off for a bit. Inbound is going to come into the right side. Kuamba comes out on top to Smith. Got to get a hand in her face, and she'll shoot from anywhere. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Comes out on top. Kuamba. 4 seconds. Back over to Smith. Batted away. Picks it up. Puts it up from 17. Missed it at the buzzer at halftime. We go to the locker rooms here in the ladies' game. And I'll be back to summarize the score for you at halftime. Mid-America 36, Benedictine 24.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
To have you back with us here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Benedict and Lady Ravens at halftime. Trying to get the ball game. Oh, thank you so much. They tried to get the ball game by a dozen. 36-24, but tell you what, credit BC with a great push back as the second quarter went on. Benedict at one juncture trailing by 21. They've got themselves back in this thing. A recap of the opening half scoring for you. First of all, four. Mid-America, 11 points for Jordan Gonzalez leads the way. 10 points for Trelshawn Smith. Dramatically, it falls into Ariel Sargent's 5, 4 for Mackenzie Mancy. 2 each, Rachel Siebold, Allison French, Vonda Kuamba. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, for BC, no player with a lot of points in L.A. Reigns with 7. For Benedict, then they got some participation from a number of players. So Reigns has 7. 3 for Nicholson, 3 for Kramer, and then 2 each, Carrasquillo, 2 for Wade, 2 for Herrera, 2 for Dixon, and we are at halftime. Fouls could not be less an issue. BC only committed 1 foul in each quarter, 1 on Twyla in the first, 1 on Aaliyah in the second, so only 2 fouls. Crazy. And then, for Mid-America, only Ariel Sargent has more than 1, and she's got 2. Introducing some of the former Lady Ravens onto the court right now, so we'll let them do that, and we will let you enjoy our halftime. We'll be back to bring you the second half of the ladies' game, and then, of course, the guys' game coming up after this at 4 o'clock. But right now, with the intermission score, Mid-America 36, Benedictine 24. Back we go to Joseph in a Care Radio Sports Studio for this All-Star Halftime.
Skyway Banks at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9 Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball from the Nolan. We'll be going back to Tom Couts courtside in just a moment. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule, coming up on Tuesday, we've got Marshall Mount Academy at ACCHS. With the girls' game scheduled for 6 p.m., the boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Wednesday, we've got Benedictine Ravens on the road at Evangel. 5:30 is the scheduled tip time for the ladies' game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Then we've got Sports Look coming to you Thursday evening. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday brings us back to high school basketball as we've got Marhill Mount Academy on the road again, this time at JCN. Tune in at 6 p.m. for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball as they play host to Mount Mercy. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the ladies' game. The men should take to the court by 4. We'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got some finals and plenty of halftime scores to report. In the Clark Park game, it was Clark at 81 points over Park, 42. At the start of the third, just before the halftime's ending for the William Penn-Mount Mercy game, it is Mount Mercy 27 to William Penn 16. Missouri Valley and Central Methodist are at halftime with Central Methodist leading by 30 points, 47 to 13. To 17. In the Culver-Stockton Grandview game at the half, it is Grandview 38, Culver-Stockton 33. Graceland has got 1 minute and 4 seconds left in the second quarter. They are sitting under Peru State. Peru State's got 28 points to Graceland 16. And with 1 minute and 53 seconds left, it is Baker 33, Evangel 25, just before the half. The score on this game, of course, is Mid-America Nazarene 36, Benedictine Ladies 24. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olays? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Taking a look outside right now, the weather coming from the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison, where we've got a reporting station. It's sitting at 40.06 degrees Fahrenheit. The wind is out of the north and northeast at 6 miles per hour. Relative humidity is sitting at 73%. The barometric pressure is currently declining. It's sitting at 29.88 inches of mercury. The dew point is at 33 degrees Fahrenheit. And the feels like temperature out there is right around 33 as well. We'll be taking a look at the weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. High of 44 this afternoon under overcast skies, northwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, a few flurries possible at times, lows level off around 11. High of 19 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy Monday with highs around 19. 28 Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Well, I had promised you the men's scores earlier. I'm going to give them to you right now. The only game in progress in the Heart of America Athletic Conference men's basketball side is the Clark Park game, where Clark is leading at the half 42 to Park's 30. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Hey, welcome back to Alumni Day here at Benedictine College as the Ravens hosting Mid-America. We're at halftime of the ladies' game, and the visitors are in front, 36-24. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering and doing news, weather, sports, just Mr. Handle Whatever Needs Handled guy. Joseph, thank you. Tom Kautz with you here courtside, and had a nice little recognition of the ladies alumni players are here today at halftime of the game. And they are now in the stands hoping to see their Raven team stage a mighty comeback in the second half, but it won't be easy. Mid-America leading it by a dozen right here, going to the second half. And Mid-America's playing well. I mean, the simple fact is they're hitting, 48% of their shots on 14 to 29 shooting, where Benedictine is 10 to 31 at 32%, which is much better than it was early in the game. Mid-America up 6 of 13 3-point shots. That's a very solid 46%. Benedictine is 4 of 16. Lady Ravens are 0-1 at the free throw line. Mid-America 2 of 2. There have been hardly any fouls. I mean, just hardly any at all in the game today. In the Ravens' favor, they have forced 9 Pioneer turnovers. Benedictine having committed only 5 in the first half. So that all said, second half about ready to get underway. And once again, we preview for you the men's game, the second half of our doubleheader with an anticipated 4 o'clock tip-off right here in the Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas. Looking out of the court to see who's going to be striding out there. For Mid-America, I see Gonzalez, Jordan Gonzalez, and Brianna Pettis. I've got Trelshawn Smith. We've got Allison French. And as I look around, is that Bonda? Yep, Bonda Kwamba will start. Now the Ravens have the ball, and they're going to turn it over. Less than 10 seconds into the second half, and the three-point shot is perfect. Mid-America comes out firing to begin the second half. And they quickly chase their lead to 39-24. About 15 seconds into the second half. Kennedy Nicholson for Benedictine, left side. She's out there with Twyla Karaspillo and Ronnie Wade, Jennifer Jacobson, and Leah Rain. Kennedy will have it on the right side, way over on the far side, in front of the stands, comes out on top to Twyla, cuts down the left side of the lane, puts up a runner that spins out, and a rebound stays on top, Jacobs. Jennifer skips it back over to the right side. Now Wade will go three and won't hit it. Rebound at Mid-America. Ravens not getting off a ton of shots, frankly. I mean, in the first half, Nicholson, Karaspillo, Wade, Jacobs, each four shots. Not four scored. Each of them has hit one. shot four times, so not getting a ton of shots. The Mid-America defense giving him a hard time. Ravens are going to force a turnover, come back up the floor. 8:40 to go in the third quarter, trailing him by 15. Twyla starts left, comes back right, skips into the lane. Jacobs will turn, shoot, miss the layup. And for Benedictine, missing those layups is just something they cannot afford. No team probably can, but Lady Ravens are going to have to get all of those. Here's a pass back out on top. The three, no. Rebound, Kennedy Nicholson. And BC back up the floor with it. 8 minutes to go in the third. On the left side, Twyla. Backs in. Head fake, has it stripped away. It's going to go out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to lose it. Twyla complains that it was off the opponent. The official standing right there says, no, he does not think that was the case. And here comes Mid-America walking it up the floor. It's going to be Brianna Pettis. So as Pettis comes into the forecourt, Pioneers are looking maybe a little more patient than they were early, leading it here by these 15 points. Here's about a 10-foot jump shot. No, rebounding it down. Jacobs, Benedictine taking it the other way. 2.5 minutes into the second half. Nicholson down the floor. Got up top to Riley Wade. Wade is 1 of 5 shooting in the game now. Here's Reigns with it. Reigns cuts to the right. Doubled up. Brings it on top. Nicholson goes to the middle. Back on top. Wade goes in and up and misses the driving layup. And again, missing 2- and 3-foot shots. Not a recipe for a lot of W's tonight. 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. Kwamba will spin and shoot and miss the layup. Her team was all on their feet. They thought she'd put on a great move, and she had. But then you got to finish, and she did not. And the ball's going to go out of bounds. It will come back to Mid-America. Shot clock will be reset to 20. Lady Ravens are going to bring Riley Wade out of the game. And is that going to be Michaela maybe out there for BC? Yep, Michaela Bauman. Shot clock at a dozen. Over to the right side. Shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Everybody here, including one of the officials, says, wait a minute, it was blocked out of bounds off a Mid-America player. And now they're going to reverse it. And it is going to be Benedictine basketball. We're down at 6:51 to go in a rapidly moving third quarter, 39-24, Mid-America in front. Rapidly moving because nobody's scoring. That makes the game go really fast when you don't have to stop putting inbounds. Here comes BC up the floor. Benedictine has not scored yet in the second half. Mid-America has one basket. And we're at 6:36 to go. And now the Ravens turn it over again. Pioneers go the other way. The feed to the left. This Jarrett to drive in. Nothing there. Come back out on top. It's going to be Trelshawn. Now she'll drive down the lane. Kick it to the outside. Gonzalez goes three. Missed it. Rebound, Twyla. Now Benedictine will run the other way. We're about 4 minutes into this game, in the second half of this game, and the Ravens have not scored in the second half. And they'll get one. The shot by Michaela Bauman, her first point of the game. 39-26. 6:02 to play, third quarter. Straight away from the top for Mid-America. The shot is well off the mark, and Twyla will just stand there and allow it to go out of bounds. She could have grabbed it, but wanted to let it get away, and Ravens are going to inbound. Nicholson will come out, and Benedictine will bring Allie Kramer back in, the 5'7" sophomore from Nemaha Central. It was just 2 weeks ago today that she damaged that ankle against this same team when we were in Olathe. I think early indications were that it was perhaps worse than it has turned out to be. Ravens have it out on top. Here's about an 18-foot shot that is way short for Kyra Misuraka. Mid-America goes to the left side with it. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Kramer, Carasquillo, Bauman, Reigns, and Mr. Rock of the Benedictine Five. French Smith, Manthi, Edison Gonzalez. Out there for Coach Lewis in Mid-America. Pioneers beat underneath. Mr. Rock is able to bat it away, and it'll go out of bounds right in front of the Sidewalk Cafe, which is really, as every game goes, in the they utilize and bring the Sidewalk Cafe theme out. More and more people seem to be kind of getting into the vibe and enjoying it. And there are a lot of people down there having lunch today. And now we're going to get a Mid-America timeout. It has been an interesting, best adjective I can come up with right now. Third quarter for these two teams. There's very little scoring has occurred. We're halfway through at 5:02 to go in the third here in Atchison. Mid-America 39, Lady Ravens 26.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Well, as we come back, Mid-America putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout. They got 9 on the shot clock. It's sent it up and in, and that's a long 2. And it's going to go in for Trelshawn Smith, and she's got, well, a dozen now. 41-26. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. And again, offense has been a mystery for Benedictine today as they have gone now over 5.5 minutes in the third quarter with 2 points. One basket by Michaela. Here's a shot from underneath, and the layup won't go in for Kyra. But we are going to have a foul call, and Miss Yaraka will come to the free throw line. Benedictine is going to bring Kiana Herrera back into the game, and Twyla Karasquilla will come out. Also getting set to come in for Benedictine. Back into the game will come Riley Wade, and she'll be in, taking out Aaliyah Raines. So Kyra coming to the free throw line. She has no points yet today. The 6'3" post still has no points in the game as she misses that free throw. Miss Yaraka is a 22% free throw shooter on the season. And there she goes. Gets her first point of the afternoon. And it's 41-27. 4:16 left. Back up the floor. Mid-America working around to the right side. Put it back off on top. Lob it over to the left with 4 minutes to go in the third. The feet driving down the lane. Underhand shot. It's up. It's good. Plus one. That was a really, really pretty drive. Ariel Sargent, she swoops down the right side of the lane. Reaches out, underhand shot, kisses it off the window. It drops through. She draws the foul on Miss Yaraka. And looking for the three-point play. Sargent hits it. 44-27. With under 4 minutes to play. Third quarter. The ball's going to be knocked away, and the Ravens to go over and back. No, they're going to say it was touched. Not over and back. Well, I thought Coach Lewis is probably right there. Now a nice reverse layup. Allie Kramer. 44-29. Benedictine now with 5 third quarter points. 3.5 to go in the third. Pass comes out on top to Sargent. Ariel kicked it over to Aubrey Rogers. Mid-America, I don't think Aubrey has been in the game yet today. She's a 5'8 freshman out of Olathe. And here's a shot from the top and another 3. Trelshawn Smith. 47-29. 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Kyra, free throw line, back on top. Back to Kyra at the free throw line. She'll go to the right, backs in, twist, turns, left-hand shot, hits the front of the rim. And then trying to steal the ball back, Miss Yaraka will pick up another foul. That will be her second, when she has both of Benedictine's third quarter fouls. 2:55 to go in the third. Again for the Lady Ravens, Kramer, Bauman, Wade, Herrera, Miss Yaraka. for Mid-America, French and Sargent, got Smith, Manthe, and Rogers out here. Mid-America, that's a very long three, and it is perfect for Allison French. 50-29, and for the second time this afternoon, Lady Ravens trail by 21. 2.5 to go, and now we're having a little problem. Apparently, they're getting the shot clock reset. Looks like they're going to get that all squared away to everybody's satisfaction. And here comes BC. Over to the left side. Here's a set shot for three. Won't go in. And the rebound is going to be tipped out to Pettis. Pioneers are going to run. Down the right side is going to be Siebold. She'll cut to the middle. Cut off there. Brings it back out on top. Into the hands it goes again of Pettis. 2:15 to go third quarter. Ravens took a 2-0 lead in the game. Here's a shot from right at the top, but a toe on the line for Emma Caspers, and we're going to get another Benedictine timeout. Pioneers have taken their largest lead of the afternoon with 2:07 to go in the third quarter. We have a timeout. Mid-America 52, Benedictine 29.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Good to have you with us here on the Nolan. Don't forget the guys' game coming up here on Care Radio a little later this afternoon. An anticipated 2 o'clock tip-off, Benedictine and Mid-America. Here in the ladies' game, we mentioned a moment ago, just briefly, that Benedictine had jumped out on top at the onset of the ball game. Mid-America pushed back quickly, winning by a dozen at the end of the quarter, up by as many as 21 in the second, and right now are up 23 at 52-29. We are 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Miss Yaraka with a basketball for Benedictine as the Lady Ravens are on offense. Get past to the right side. Back in it comes to Kyra. Off the window from 12. It's good. Kyra Miss Yaraka with her third point today. 52-31. Pioneers way up top side with it. It's going to be Pettis. Mid-America shooting half of their, hitting half of their shots. Here's a long three. Does not go in. Ravens will rebound it back down. Hits Bauman up the floor. 20-42 shooting for Mid-America today, including 9-19 from in the middle. Now a shot blocked underneath and a Benedictine foul. Foul is going to be on Ariel French, or excuse me, Allison French for Mid-America. It'll be her first. It'll be team foul two of the third quarter. And come to the line, it's going to be Benedictine and Kiana Herrera. Kiana eyes it and hits it. So Benedictine at the free throw line here today is now 2 of 4. So they're up to half. Second one, round and round and in. She'll get them both. Herrera with 4. 52-33, and we're at a minute 20 to go. Lady Ravens are going to switch it up a little bit out of the court. We'll pick up the 5 here as soon as we can, but right now, Pioneers with the basketball, and a minute 10 to go in the third quarter. On the left side of the lane, the pass comes out on top. It's mishandled for a moment. Ravens are going to pick it up. Here comes Kennedy Nicholson. Nicholson and Twyla with Kyra out there. Got Reigns and Wade. Here's Riley, sniping at the baseline, goes for the shot, gets fouled. Nice job by Riley Wade to force the foul by Mackenzie Manthe. Mackenzie picking up her third foul. Returning to the floor for the Pioneers, they're going to come both Jordan Gonzalez and Trelshawn Smith. Now coming to the line, also going to be Vonda Kuamba. Free throw here for Wade is good. So Riley Wade collects her third point this afternoon. Benedictine has 11 players in the scoring column. Riley will get that one also. It is 52-35. And we're down to 53 seconds left in the third quarter. Walking it up the floor. Clock starts to run. Here comes Brianna Pettis. She'll pull up from 17. Just says, here, I'm going to score this one. And throws it in. 54-35. Shot clock and game clock separated by 6-7 seconds, something like that. So Benedictine will have a full shot clock to work with. Mr. Rocca, a step above the top of the key. And reaching in to steal the ball, you're going to get a foul by Vonda Kuamba. So Vonda will have her second foul of the game, Benedictine. Now 1 second between the game clock and shot clock as it gets reset to 20 on the inbound. Twyla will take it between the circles, left side, Nicholson back out on top, Wade. Wade feeds underneath, reverse layup, won't go in for a range. 5 seconds for Mid-America to get a shot away. 3 seconds. Here's a running three. It's online. Won't go. Rebound Ravens. Third quarter done. We'll be back. Fourth quarter on its way here in the NOLA Gymnasium. Women's College Basketball finds Mid-America leading Benedictine 54-35.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Bragel out, running down all of the scoring in this game. And there's a bunch. I mean, Mid-America has put 8 players in the scoring column. Benedictine, and I'm just checking the math, Benedictine has 11 players who have put points on the board today. Okay, let's do a little math, okay? It's a math quiz. No, you probably aren't excited about that, but if Benedictine, okay, it's a word quiz. Benedictine has 11 players who have scored in this game. And as a team, they have scored 35. Okay? You know what that tells you? Yeah, 3 points apiece probably, and that's about it. Aaliyah Raines has 7, and that leads the way for BC right now. Following her 7, you've got Nicholson 3, Karis Quillo 2, Wade 4, Jacobs 3, Kramer 5, Bauman 2, Herrera 4, Dixon 2, Fitzgerald 3. Nobody's scoring many. Everybody's scoring a few. No one's scoring a lot to the Ravens. Trailing in the ball game now. A quick shot by Mid-America. It's 56-35. And here comes BC up the floor. 9:20 to go in the ball game. 2-pointer by Pettis a moment ago. And that's her 4th point. Underneath, Raines puts a layup up. It doesn't go in. And they will say she steps on the baseline. And Benedictine with another turnover. The standings in the conference, Central Methodist. We were just there, and they're so good. Number 2 in the nation. They are 20-0. Following them, Clark, then Grandview, then Mid-America is 4th in the conference at 11-4, 14-6. 8-1 at home, but 5-5 away. The Rams are hoping, I think, that a 500 team on the road that like Mid-America might be someone that they'd be able to get a W from, but it's not going to happen here today. Their Ravens are down 19. Missed the shot. Mid-America is going to come back the other way. 8.5 to go in the game. Back on top is Smith. Throws in another 3. When you drop off Terrell Sean Smith, she just says, this is perfect. And just hits another 3. 59-35. Ravens now down by 24. It is the largest deficit of the afternoon. with 8:15 to go. Kelshawn has 18 for the way today. Ravens on offense. Reigns will cut across, go to the free throw line, drive in, go baseline, score it! Maria Reigns continues to lead the Lady Ravens with 9 points. Back down the floor. Lady Pioneers into the lane. The kick will go outside where the three is set sail and missed. And a rebound is not going to happen. It's going to go out of bounds off BC. Riley Wade comes out of the game for Coach Holzman. Returning is going to be Michaela Bauman. Michaela from Blair, Nebraska, a 5 foot 8 inch freshman. Mitchell's holding things up for a little bit, and here we go. Pioneers putting in a play up topside. A little left and right. Brown to Pettis. Kicks it over to Gonzalez. Jordan goes baseline, crosses underneath. The shot is going to be blocked by Jennifer Jacobs. She rejects that thing out of bounds. Gonzalez ends up on the floor, no foul. Gonzalez is back up, looks fine, putting the ball in play. She'll send another one up, this time for three, and will hit it. So Jordan Gonzalez, who did not score in the third quarter after 11 in the first, has her 14th points, pushing the score now to 62-37. 3-point shot, Kennedy Nicholson! 62-40. Kennedy will have her second 3-point shot this afternoon. 62-40. Long cross-court pass. Pioneers can stretch the floor a little bit. They'll dish it to the baseline. An open three. Nope. Rebounded Twyla. So she comes down with the basketball. Kennedy Nicholson working against the defense. That Brianna Pettis comes up court with it. Pass inside for Twyla. It's going to be slapped away, knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. Coach Folsom feels it. Still got the good hands. Going to come back in to Benedictine. 6.5 to go in the game. Nicholson works the top side. Lady Ravens up. Look, just to get, I think, a little good stuff happening. Maybe go on a nice run. Get some positive vibes because there's still a bunch of season left. Here's Kennedy for three. That is online and perfect. Wow, that was a pretty, pretty shot from Kennedy Nicholson. 62-43. 6:13 left. You'd like to see a few things just kind of fall together, a few things work. Here's a falling away shot that doesn't go in, and Reigns will have it slapped out of her hand. Taken back by Mid-America. The shot goes up, won't go in, and Raven foul. The foul is going to be on Michaela Bauman. Her first of the day. One thing we have not seen, we've seen a lot of things today, we have not seen many fouls because nobody is committing any. I'm sure they're not committing any. Sound like they're not calling any. They're not committing any. I'm feeling underdressed up here today. I don't know. Ah, of course. Coaches Against Cancer, kind of the event. The free throw is up and no good. One more coming up here for Brianna Pettis. I've been waiting for a reason to break out my cummerbund, and I've lost it. I wasted it today. Second free throw is going to go in. 63-43. Pioneers. And both coaches will make a substitution or two as Benedictine puts the ball back in with 5:55 to go. Ravens will go into the forecourt, over to the left side with it. They'll kick it down to the left block. Comes back out on top. Here's a squared up three. Is in! How about that? Kiana Herrera. She's got a two. She's got a couple of ones. And now she's got a three today. 63-46. Pioneers lead it with 5.5 to go. Shot from the outside. That's a long two. And Joshon Smith. She's making conference POW noise here today. That is her, what, 20th point? It'd be kind of cool to see someone who's not from Central Methodist as the conference player of the week. Mid-America is going to bring Aubrey Rogers back in, and Charles Shawn will go out, maybe for the afternoon. We'll see, 5:13 to go. Aubrey Rogers from Olathe, Kansas, a 5'8" freshman. And where'd she go to school? Usually we have that. Yeah, Olathe East. There you go. Here's a baseline three. No. Rebound. Perfect position by Jennifer Jacobs. And behind her, fouling from behind, is going to be Manthe. It'll be her third foul of the afternoon. She is the only player for either team to have reached three fouls today. And we're inside 5 minutes to go. Nicholson eases her way over to the left side. Dishes across. Oh, that was a beautiful pass by Nicholson. The bounce pass through the lane and the bucket to Jennifer Jacobs. JJ has five. 65-48. And we are 4.5 to go. Pioneers will go deep left corner to Rogers. We just talked about her. Manthe. Topside, Rachel Siebold. Now they'll try to feed it into the middle, and racing in for Benedictine to tie up the ball, Michaela Bauman. The jump ball called, and Benedictine will have it in play in the backcourt. Coach Lewis is out on the floor. This is comical. He's yelling at one of his players, and she is walking up the floor, and I'm not going to throw her under the bus and point who it is, but she's going up the floor, cupping her hand behind her ear like, I can't, what'd you say? I can't hear you. I don't, it's just so loud in here, and you're too far away. I just can't hear what you're telling me. It just kept right on walking. Benedictine with the basketball at 4:09 to go in the game, 65-48. Ravens right side, Nicholson going three. That will be a little bit light, and the rebound goes out of play back to Mid-America. Men's game coming up here on Care at approximate 4 o'clock tip. Looking at that clock, Joseph, again, not one to hex this, but we might even get a bit of an early start. We'll see what the house plan is. Here's the drive to the right side. Oh, looking like she was going to go to the outside. Ariel Sargent stops on a dime, cuts back into the middle, lays it up and in. 67-48 with 3.5 to go. Ravens inside. Jennifer Jacobs goes up and gets fouled. And J.J. coming to the line for a couple of free throws. Three fouls for Rachel Siebold this afternoon. And at the line for Benedictine, Jennifer Jacobs, who is 42 of 63 on the season. That's a cool two-thirds. Free throw, nicely done. Jennifer Jacobs, with that, will have her sixth point today. One more shot coming up, and it will not go in. Rebound slapped out. Pioneers cleared away. Taken down by Aubrey Rogers, brought up court by Jordan Gonzalez. Mid-America down the floor to the right side. 3:15 to go in the contest. Long cross-court pass to the baseline, comes out on top straight away. It's a three. You know she's going to bury that. We've talked about it all day. Jordan Gonzalez, leave her alone. She'll throw down another three, and it did it right there. 70-49, and we're at 3 minutes to play now. Into the lane of former Benedictine, you're going to get Manny Garrettson, the Overland Park junior. And here's a runner up and good. Herrera has her ninth point. It is 70-51. Mid-America works it. The pull up from the top this time won't go in. And a rebound down to Kiana. 2.5 minutes to go. Over to the left block is going to be Jacobs. She changes hands, goes up with the left. It doesn't go in. Rebound is going to be saved on top. Now knocked away. Saved by Herrera. Over to the left side. For the bounce, come on. It's going to be Kathleen Stanley. And her pass is going to be down to the baseline and a foul on Jennifer Jacobs. Jacobs picking up her first foul today. We mentioned in the game, Kathleen Stanley out of Leawood, Kansas, a 5'8" sophomore. As we're down now to 2 minutes of play, let's see who's on the court for Benedictine at this late point in the game. We've got Kathleen Stanley. Raina Jasper comes in. Maddie Garrison, Jennifer Jacobs, and Kathleen Herrera. Benedictine coming up the floor. Feed will go over to the left side. The pass comes up on top. Stanley for three. Just a little bit wide to the right side. Mid-America catches it on the fly and comes back up the other way. Minute 45 to go. BC back top side. Or rather, Mid-America back top side. The drive into the lane. Pick it up the 13-footer and they're not going to take it. Going to the right side. Here's a Raven foul. Back before the shot on the drive down the baseline. Foul is going to be on Herrera. Minute and a half left here. Mid-America will reach into the bench, and they are way into the bench. We're going to see for the first time today Natasa Bozic, the 5'9 junior from Serbia. And here's the shot, up and good. Minute 20 to go in the game, 72-51. Back on the left side, Benedictine has the ball, and Herrera's going to look into the middle. Gets it there to Grace. Her hook shot, no good. Rebound, Mid-America. Rogers bringing it up the floor. Way up top side, that's going to be Manthey. McKenzie, right-hand dribble. It doesn't look like it's her thing, but she's able to move it around enough to get into the hands of Bozic. And here's a little hook pass across, knocked away and out of bounds by Kathleen Stanley. And they'll be put in play right in front of the Sidewalk Cafe. 48 seconds left, 11 on the shot clock. And into the lineup now for Mid-America is, I believe, maybe the smallest player on their roster, Bella Perez, a 5-foot freshman from Linwood, Kansas. She went to Christ Prep. So there may be some people in this area who've seen her play high school basketball. The shot is up here for Mid-America. It's taken down by Benedictine off the miss. BC into the forecourt. And we've got a 35 seconds to play. Pass to the right side for Dixon. Going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by Haney. That is Madison Haney, a Ulysses, Kansas sophomore. She went to Cloud County. The feed in the middle. Grace turns, shoots it off the window and missed it from about 4 feet. And the rebound secured by Mid-America. The Ravens are going to slap her pass out of bounds. And the shot clock is off. Stanley, Jasper, Garrison, Herrera, and Dixon out of the floor. They will be the ones there to end the game. Mid-America will, I suspect, maybe not shoot. I don't know. 18 seconds left. Who's to say? Haney Schneller is in the game. Michelle's from OP, Kansas, a 5'10 freshman. And we're going to get a traveling call on Mid-America. And it's going to be on Ulysses, Kansas native Madison Haney. 6 seconds, now five. Ravens will drive down. A running shot at the buzzer fails, and that is the final. We'll be back and summarize it for you. Final score here this afternoon in the women's game. Mid-America, 72. Benedictine, 51. We'll be right back.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Now, here's a stat that demands some research. When was the last time Benedictine had double-digit players scoring but none of them scored double digits. Well, that's what happened today for Benedictine as they come up short to Mid-America, 72-51 for the Lady Pioneers. Leading the way, Charles Sean Smith, great afternoon, 20 points. Jordan Gonzalez chasing her all day at 17 and 13 more for Ariel Sargent. Following them, it was fives for Brianna Pettis and Allison French. Four today for Mackenzie Matthew, and then Seabold, Rogers, and Kuwamba, each with a pair. For Benedictine, the Lady Ravens were led by Aaliyah Raines and Kiana Herrera and Kennedy Nicholson. Thank you. Each with nine. After that, it falls to Jennifer Jenkins, a half a dozen, five for Allie Kramer. Good to see her back on the floor. She looked well, and that is an encouraging thing. Four today for Riley Wade, three for Kyra Mishiraka, and with two was Grace Dixon, Michaela Bauman, Twyla Karasquillo. Benedictine now 6-15, 3-12. And America pushes to 15-6. And 12-4 in the conference. The men's teams are out of the court warming up. Don't go far. We'll be back to bring you men's college basketball here on K Radio before long. But again, the final score in the ladies' game, Mid-America 72, Benedictine 51. We're kicking it back to the sports studios. Joseph's going to take care of you for a little bit. Raven basketball coming up here on Care in about 18 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Post Game Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.